Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank
you, and welcome to St. John Lutheran Church as we give thanks to God for the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us as His people. Glad that you are here. You braved the slightly wintry weather that is out there. Glad that you are here and able to worship and receive God's grace tonight in thanksgiving for His blessings. We do have the decoration of our church coming up this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, so if you're in town and able to help out with that, we would greatly appreciate that 3 o'clock meeting here in the sanctuary, and hopefully many hands can make light work, and that'll be a joy to be able to get ready for the season of Advent. Advent then, of course, begins this Sunday, and we'll have midweek services throughout the season, and so we'll have a 3:30 service and a 7:15 service. There'll be a light meal in between those services as well, so you're invited to join us for that beginning 1 week from tonight. We're especially thankful for Mr. Eli Beadle playing on the organ for us here tonight in Keith's stead. So we are thankful for his talents on display that God has granted to him, and for our men's choir who are singing here this evening as well. Order of service for tonight is divine service setting. Oh, we have three there, page 184 within our hymnal. And we sing now our first hymn, hymn 892, Come Ye Thankful People Come. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing to my God while I have being. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these last 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hungry, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share in my trouble, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Together we confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible.
And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only
begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We're seated now as the hymn of the day is sung. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The day of Thanksgiving has been officially set on the fourth Thursday of November since 1942. Some type of Thanksgiving celebration had been enjoyed ever since the pilgrims first landed in the New World in 1621, some 321 years before. The early settlers had much to be thankful for. They had survived the arduous weeks-long trek across the Atlantic Ocean. They were not immediately killed or enslaved by the natives inhabiting the new land. Many of them even survived the unexpectedly cold and harsh winters of the East Coast. But today we continue that great tradition of gathering with those we love, our family and our friends, to enjoy the blessings that God has graciously bestowed upon us as his people, and to speak then about all of the good things that God has done for us in the past year. Of course, there is no giving thanks to God for anything without one key component: memory. You must be able to remember what has happened in the past in order to give thanks in the present. God's chosen people were called upon by him to do exactly that, as we heard in the Old Testament text tonight from Deuteronomy. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Now, life had not been easy for the Israelites, the descendants of Abraham, the Hebrew people, mostly because of their own doings and their own failures. But God had granted them freedom. He had rescued them from slavery, and he provided for them in the wilderness of the Sinai Peninsula. And he was already ready to deliver them into the blessed promised land, as he had promised to Abraham and the descendants before. But the people of God doubted his power, and they doubted his promise. And so they were forced to wait another 40 years. And for those 40 long years, they wandered in the wilderness regions outside of the great promised land. They continued to eat the manna and the quail that the Lord provided, with God preventing their feet from swelling up, their clothing and shoes from wearing out, all the while waiting for the last of that unfaithful generation to die out. As they suffered the just consequence of their sin, they were to remember. Remember God's goodness to them from before. He had saved them from degrading slavery in Egypt. He had drowned their enemies, the Egyptians, in the Red Sea. He provided for them miraculously as they traveled to his holy mountain, and then on to the promised land. God continued to uphold and hold on to those promises that he made to them. And that is what they were supposed to remember. When the goings get rough, do not doubt God's care for you. Remember what he has already done. You live and you have your being now, because of him. You will enjoy life in his promised land because of him. Remember what Yahweh your God has done for you. And Psalm 77 is a lesson in such remembering. Asaph, the psalmist there, was in the day of trouble. truly in a treacherous situation. His soul refused to be comforted by anyone who was around him. Remembering God himself caused him to moan and his spirit to faint. That's how bad his situation was. He was so troubled in heart that he could not speak. Will the Lord spurn forever, he has written, and never again to be favorable? Has his steadfast love forever ceased? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Asaph was in the utter depths of his despair. And so what could he do? Nothing would take away his predicament immediately. He did what God wanted him to do in his time of need. He remembered. I will remember the deeds of Yahweh. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Remember the good deeds of our God, and so give thanks. That is what was expected of the lepers healed by our Lord Jesus in tonight's gospel text. They had been plagued by the dreaded disease of leprosy, contagious skin disease that tore them away from their loved ones and away from their livelihoods as human beings. Imagine being uprooted from everything you know in your life, everything that you found to be comfortable, and then thrust into isolation, away from everyone. Despair, torture, heartache, and depression would be every minute of the day. 10 of these men had found solace and some type of comfort together in a little spot between the regions of Samaria and Galilee. And Jesus just happened to be passing by them in that village. And they saw him and they cried out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus only spoke a few words. "Go show yourselves to the priests." Well, they had already done that before. They had already been declared officially lepers by the priests, so going there again would not likely help anything. Yet they obeyed. And as they went, all 10 were cleansed. Immediately and perfectly, fully healed, and they felt it. They knew it the moment that it took place. And so off they went to the priest with joy in their steps, ready to be declared clean. All except one. One had that light bulb click on, the gift of remembrance granted to him. And so he turned back. And he praised God with a loud voice. And as soon as he could find the Lord Jesus, he fell down at his feet and he gave him thanks. The other 9 were certainly healed, and they would remember that miraculous healing for the rest of their earthly lives. Yet only one remembered the source of that great healing, or at least desire to recognize the source of that healing. Now, 1 out of 10 is better than none at all. But 1 out of 10 is pretty pathetic, after all. How could they not remember their healer and return to give him thanks? And yet, is this not a picture of all of humanity? All mankind has suffered of the curse of sin, rebellion against God, refusal to listen to our own consciences, giving into the pressures of those around us, falling for the trap of the world's devious allure. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Paul continues there in Romans 3, verse 24, to say that all are justified by his grace as a gift. That is what Jesus' death upon the cross has done. It was the atoning sacrifice for all sin, not merely the sin of those who would believe in Jesus and be saved, but even the sins of those who would reject Jesus and be condemned. All stand forgiven because of Jesus. But those who deny Christ Jesus will be denied by him. And sadly, most people will not return to give thanks to Jesus for what he has done for us all. They hurry back to their own lives without giving another thought to their Savior. In keeping with remembering to give thanks, people have to know what they are to be thankful for. And that is why Christ Jesus instructs his church to go out and to share the good news of the gospel with others. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. Paul says in Romans 10, how will they hear if no one speaks to them? So the disciples spoke. They preached the gospel to the people. The Christian church has continued that mission of Christ, sharing the gospel all throughout the world. And you and I, we are blessed. Blessed to do the very same, to be the voice of the gospel to those in our own lives. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ Jesus. Speak, so that they can know, and so that they can remember. And that is what we are blessed to do. This life continues to give us struggles and trials and pain and suffering. The devil continues his relentless attacks upon God's people, leading us to doubt God's word, to forget his promises, and to forget the works of Jesus. But when all of that comes flooding against you, remember, those words of truth you have learned so well throughout your youth, throughout your adulthood, the words you have read, the devotions you have meditated upon, the prayers you have prayed, the hymns you have memorized, remember. And the Holy Spirit will guide you back into that saving truth, to the saving arms of Jesus. Remember, you are baptized. Remember, you are fed with the body and blood of Christ. Remember, you are forgiven, redeemed, saved. Remember these sacred truths. Think about these things and rejoice and be glad. For Jesus is yours and you are his now and forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We stand to sing the offertory.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thine Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Once more, as the tithes and offerings are collected.
To God.
We stand for the prayers. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the fruits of the earth and the abundant harvest God provides, let us give thanks to the Lord, and that we would not rely on our own strength, but give due thanks to our God, the giver of all good things. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the church, that our God, who has established her, would continually sustain her by his word and sacraments, uphold her with true doctrine, and grant by his Spirit that she would remain ever faithful to Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For husbands and wives, parents and children, that the Lord would bless them, make his face shine upon them, and make known to them his saving power, that they in turn may make his truth known on the earth to the coming generation. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who hold high positions among us, that God would bless them, and that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives, godly and dignified in every way, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who cry out to God in affliction, especially those we bring before God in our hearts at this time, that he would heal them according to his will, sustain them in the day of trouble, and bring them at last to his eternal dwelling place where disease and death are no more. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For a willing heart to confess the mystery of Christ's presence in this Holy Supper, for faith to receive his gifts and commune worthily, and for the work of the Spirit, that we would manifest the unity of the Spirit in the bond of love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own High Priest. We pray that you would graciously hear us for his sake, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away
the
Amen. will give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
Receive it as a closing hymn is sung.